Incredible Disclosure event. Yesterday there was an important event conducted by Dr. Stephen Greer. You might know him as advisor on UAP subjects to the government on occasion and head of the Disclosure Group. What he said and witnesses testified to was so incredible I had to report on it. The event took place on Monday 12, June 2023. Dr. Greer made it clear he now had hundreds of people supporting them and they were pushing the government to do some very important things, like release patterns, protect whistleblowers and such. He said he has been investigating UFOs and the shadow agencies which are worldwide and the government lost control of them during the Eisenhower administration. He said they have developed faster than light speed spaceships and weapons which can disrupt the electromagnetic fields of UAPs, which is just another name for UFO. He went on to say as many as 60 different races or more are coming here from other planets and we, the shadow agency, have shot down more than 122 of them. He said they are all peaceful but if we keep this up it is very dangerous. Greer said we have had anti-gravity since the early 1950s and have been advancing it ever since. He talked about the re-engineering of downed UAPs and said the shadow agency now has an army, air force, and other attributes it can call on, all of which answer only to that agency. Dr. Greer talked about the push he is making in Washington and how he and his group helped to push the White House and the Congress to investigate the shadow agency and charge them for crimes which they have committed. He wants them charged with murder, torture, kidnapping and a lot more and stated they are responsible for some terrible experiments without regard for the humans they were performing them on. At one point he claimed the shadow agency had created a sort of electronic robot which was made to look like an alien to fool people. Dr. Greer hopes the government will protect his witnesses from harm and said over the years some of his associates have been murdered. When asked by a reporter if he was worried about being hurt or killed, he said no and he now had security, but getting to the bottom of this and stopping it was more important to the world. Dr. Greer mentioned two places where back engineering was taking place. One was Dugway. Dugway is a U.S. Army proving ground located in Utah. Dr. Greer mentioned how one can tell the difference between man-made UAPs and alien ones. He said the man-made ones show they are not one solid piece and display seams and rivets, while the alien machines are all smooth and created by a nanotechnology. The other base I couldn't locate on a map. He said alien UAPs have landed over the years in several places and one landed at Nellis Air Force Base in 2009. Several witnesses testified to what they had encountered. That same year the Coast Guard was called to assist in recovery of a UAP we had taken down. Dr. Greer said the UAPs over the Navy carrier fleet were man-made but kept secret from the Navy. The now famous Tic Tac UAP was first created by the Shadow Agency in the 1950s. He went on to say the Shadow Government is in position of zero-point energy, which is free energy from space and it could solve the world's problems if we could get it. One of the big worries is about the Shadow Government starting a war. The Shadow Government has no respect for national borders and is run by important people and companies who seem to be out of control. Dr. Greer is asking our government for the following things among others, executive order to stand down on downing UFOs. Executive order to those involved with the shadow government to disclose everything to Congress within 6 months or face prosecution. Put civilians in charge of alien contact not the military. Executive order to stop patent office from seizing zero-point energy, and other inventions, and release the ones which have been seized and make them open source. Executive order to allow Space Force, military and others to work together. Executive order to disclose advanced energy sources. Executive order to provide $50 billion to develop some of the energy discoveries. Amnesty to those coming forward about black projects, so they will testify. Congress should pass physical protection for whistleblowers who testify on black projects. The following were whistleblowers who made statements: Colonel Hecker told of his experience. He was a pilot who was involved with many classified situations. He said Kelly Johnson and Ben Rich from Lockheed Skunk Works both had a UAP appear over their homes. They wanted them investigated. He himself had two UAP encounters. The first was near Laos, where he got an alert while flying that a fast craft was flying faster than sound. He noticed a UAP. The craft traveled from 70,000 feet altitude down to 20,000 feet in under 2 seconds. He brought his plane up to Mach 1.2, which is a little over the speed of sound, but the UAP shot up to 80,000 feet in under 2 seconds again. Another time he was flying over Korea in a U-2 spy plane. It just so happens he was familiar with the light put out by a nuclear reactor internally. He noticed the same type of light in the sky. When he landed, there was no debrief. His wife had worked for the CIA with Air America. He also talked about the Vela incident, which was denied by the government. It was an extremely bright double flash of light detected by one of our satellites in 1979. It occurred near the Prince Edward Islands. The next witness was Michael Herrera, a former Marine. He had been sent to the Philippines on a humanitarian mission with his unit. He was sent to an area to protect President Obama's family members. They flew by helicopter the rest of the way and climbed to the top of a hill to check out the area. He had a video camera with him. They were about 300 meters in altitude when they saw a UAP. It was rotating in the air and changing colors. He took video and pictures of it, and the unit went back down. That was when it happened. A company of soldiers dressed like Americans arrived, and they had advanced weapons, all American made. They had no insignia or indication of ranks. The soldiers were screaming at the Marines. They were told they could kill them and even throw them from helicopters. The Marines were taken by surprise and disarmed. Their IDs were taken and photographed. Four armored trucks pulled up. A platform was floating a little off the ground and had large cases with oxygen tanks connected. After they were loaded onto the trucks, the platform flew away at high speed. The soldiers could be heard discussing if they should kill the Marines. But in the end, they were released back to their ship. They were debriefed by an unknown admiral. They were sent back to the base they came from, and Herrera found his camera on the bed with the memory card cleared. Only the ones on the mission had their cell phones taken. A strange man came into the building and told them they could be killed if they spoke about what happened. It is believed the crates contained humans. Stephen Digner Jr. was a civilian attached to the U.S. Army. He had an accident at the firing range he controlled and now has brain damage, but testified anyway. At times it was hard to understand, but I did my best. In 2001 he said he saw a UAP which was about 172 feet across. It had seven lights. He heard a ceasefire announced on the range. There were two men from Raytheon present. A second small craft appeared. He was wearing night vision goggles, and when he looked at the craft he could see colors, but the goggles were said not to be capable of this. The first craft looked like cubes formed into a V. Someone there had admitted the craft was ours. He was supposed to be the coordinator there and responsible for everything, and yet was not told this craft would appear. 5 to 7 days later an incident occurred. He had gone to a movie with his wife but left early and started to drive home. His car was followed by a bright light and stopped running. He left the car and saw a spheroid craft. A beam came down and paralyzed his wife, and he heard a voice in his head telling him she was all right. The craft was about 25 feet long and surrounded by a plasma field. It looked like it was made of black onyx. He pulled his hand toward himself on the craft and it felt very smooth. When his hand went the other way, it felt like shark skin. His hand caused pixels to jump up. A craft above opened a door, and the next thing he remembered, he and his wife were both on tables. He could see his car being lifted and people working on it. Samples were taken from him by a human female. He said he saw a small vehicle docked inside and it was a vehicle made by Raytheon. The next witness was D.C. Long, who was in the military from 1997 to 2013. His father was a contractor and was friends with many other contractors who he believed were his friends when he was young. One day his father asked him to come along and help with a job. They went to a concrete bunker covered in trash and took an elevator down. They were told to keep their eyes on the person ahead or they would be fired upon. The door opened and he saw a stone slab weighing about 100 tons floating in the air with two black boxes attached. They went downstairs and he took some measurements and returned and the slab was gone. They returned to headquarters. All their notes and measurements were taken from them. They were asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement but refused. The next day everything at his father's job was seized. The father became destitute. He asked his father if it had anything to do with what they saw and was told never to ask again. His father became homeless, as did he. It seems the father was put back in touch with the contractors he knew and landed up in the hospital. The father had went from a 6'4" powerful man to 98 pounds. D.C. Long managed to turn his life around. Eric Hecker was a contractor sent to the South Pole in 2010. He had complete access. There was a neutrino detector there, but it was more than it was supposed to be. It turned out to be a powerful weapon. The UAPs we build emit neutrinos. Our UAPs fly faster than light and we need a communications system which was also as fast. It turned out when it was first used it caused two earthquakes in New Zealand, and it turned out to also be an earthquake weapon. The Atmospheric Observatory they used a green laser for communication, and there may also be a nuclear reactor there, which is against the treaty. Derek Garcia is an attorney who volunteers to work with Dr. Greer and his group. He is pushing to get the government to gain control of the shadow government. He is trying to get all secret UAP data released and also pushing for punishment for crimes committed by the shadow government. He said he was an intern to a senator and met Senator Inouye, who he asked about his belief in UFOs. The senator took him into his office and told him it was all true and the Disclosure Project, which was headed by Dr. Greer, was correct about everything, including the existence of the shadow government. Greer is pushing to have zero-point energy released to the public in 3 years. Finally, a story was told about Colonel Cosso, who had a UAP land in front of him and an extraterrestrial come out asking him not to shoot down his UAP. Cosso asked what was in it for him, and the alien said a better world.